here's a story from The World.
A group of climbers from Nepal, arms locked together, singing their country's national anthem. That video was shot as they summited K2 in Pakistan. K2 is also known as the Savage Mountain. It's the second tallest in the world after Everest. The Nepalese recently made history because they were the first ever to successfully climb K2 in the winter. Despite the pandemic, there were other record-setting moments in the climbing world this year. One woman from the Gulf country of Oman summited Mount Amadablam in Nepal. As the world's Shirin Jafari reports, her success is one of many recent achievements by Arab women mountaineers.
It took Nadira Al-Harthi 2 years of preparation. She began her final ascent at 10:30 p.m. This was it, the summit of Mount Amadablam in Nepal at about 22,000 feet seemed so close.
I felt all the emotions, like I was nervous, I was happy, I was ready, I was not ready.
Ready or not, she had to begin. The 43-year-old climber from Oman set off with her team in the darkness. It was a long technical climb. They needed to stay focused despite sub-zero temperatures, wind, low oxygen, and exhaustion. One small mistake could cost them their lives.
It was a long night.
There was one point, she tells me, when things started to look up.
I saw the sun from the other side. I was seeing all the colors. It was like between orange and yellow. And it's like, I forgot everything.
At around 11 a.m. on January 14th, Nadira Al-Harthi became the first Arab woman to summit Mount Amadablam. That's according to mountain records. In the pictures, she looks exhausted, but has a huge smile on her face.
I think I felt like the real happiness when you do something and you work very hard for that and you get it, you deserve it.
Al-Harthi did have to work hard to get here. She's one of a growing number of Arab women who are defying norms in conservative societies to follow their dreams of climbing mountains. Al-Harthi is a former geography teacher in Oman. In 2017, she met the first Omani man to climb Mount Everest and told him she wanted to climb Mount Everest too. He agreed to be her trainer. At first, she says she kept her dream a secret because her family and society in general wasn't ready to accept a woman mountaineer.
Sometimes people, they killed your dreams if you will start talking about. I didn't want to listen, yes, you can or you cannot. I don't want to evaluate my dream.
Of course, climbing Everest isn't cheap. Al-Harthi used up all her savings and took out a loan. No one would sponsor her at the time. 2 months before her expedition, Al-Harthi told her family what she was up to. They were confused and worried, she says. But she had made up her mind. On Mount Everest, Al-Harthi wasn't alone. She was part of a group of 4 Arab women who teamed up to climb Everest together. One of them was Mona Shahab from Saudi Arabia.
People ask me, Mona, are you married? I'm like, yes, married to the mountains. I'm in a polygamous marriage, literally, because I love the mountains.
Shahab says she too faced criticism and even outright hostility about her passion for climbing. Ahead of a previous expedition, a local publication in Saudi Arabia wrote about her trip.
The comments online were horrible. They were horrific. Basically kind of like condemning our parents and, you know, you guys are not good Muslims. Then how can you let your daughters go with men and all that?
One businessman went as far as writing a letter to the local governor, she says, demanding that the women's passports be taken away and they'd be barred from any future travel.
I was bothered, not for me, but I know my parents, especially my father, these comments bother him. It's not like he'll change his mind, but it's all about what society is going to say in the end.
Shahab stuck with it. She climbed Kilimanjaro and Everest. For a while, she studied in the Netherlands, and now she's back in Saudi Arabia, getting ready for her next big climb, Denali in Alaska.
I'm going to be training in Saudi. Thank God, Saudi is not as flat as the Netherlands. So even though people are like, how do you train for a mountain in Saudi? I'm like, we do have sand dunes and we do have some mountains in the western part of Saudi. Basically, what I do is I take a tire and I have a harness on me or a backpack and I tie the tire and I pull it up sand dunes, up and down. Because Denali, what you're doing is you're pulling a minimum of 60 kg on a sled.
In this position, it makes them really heavy. Especially in in a very, you know, teeny tiny uphills.
In Lebanon, mountaineer Joyce Azam trains by pulling tires up and down mountains, just like Shahab does in Saudi Arabia. This is from a video she posted online. Azam climbed Everest with Shahab and Al-Harthi 2 years ago. She's the first Lebanese woman to complete the 7 tallest peaks on every continent. Born in 1984, Azam tells me her childhood was overshadowed by war.
I remember like missiles and bombing and fleeing and, you know, it was an aggressive childhood.
Azam went on to get a scholarship and study in Italy. She got a PhD in conservation of historical sites. She says she always had big aspirations, which didn't align with what her family and society deemed acceptable.
I didn't have the permission to dream because of my gender and because of my social class. Because, you know, like, why you want to pay $100,000 to climb a mountain?
She waited tables, she says, and found sponsors to pay for gear, training, travel, and all the rest. At the same time, she worked hard to convince her family that climbing was a worthy passion. Azam's perseverance paid off. In 2019, after reaching the summit of Mount Everest, the last one on her list of 7 summits, she called up her parents on a satellite phone.
And it was very emotional. I mean, I get emotional now because they told me, we are proud of you and we are sorry for all the adversity, you know, you had to go through. It was even better than climbing the top of the world.
Azam, Shahab, and Al-Harthi say for them, mountaineering is not just about the accolades and the public recognition. It's about challenging mindsets and opening new opportunities for younger women.
In the mountains, the people who open the trail, you know, if there is no trail, they sweat more than the people who are behind, right? But what they do, there's the pleasure of opening the trail. And this is how I feel about it.
Mountaineering does come with its share of controversy. In 2019, at least 11 people died on Mount Everest. There were just too many people on the mountain, and some of them were not experienced enough. Rescuers and environmentalists say they want to see more attention to preserving lives and the natural beauty of the mountains. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.